Hi everyone, Samian here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Plasma, and here's what he has to say. Hi Samian, I need to get something off my chest that messed me up. After being cancelled from YouTube, I drank a lot and got a DUI. It's some effed up shit. During the aftermath, I spent time listening to your videos, and your voice put me to sleep. The problem is your videos made me realize my ex was a unicorn, so I started chasing her again. I cry every day. It started me taking antidepressants. Honestly, my life is better financially after the relationship ended, but she's gone and I still love her, and I'm drugged up now. Going pro also made me poor. I made it, and it doesn't mean anything unless you have money. I used to have tons of hoes, then I met her a virgin and said F those hoes, metaphorically speaking. Now I'm destroyed. Honestly, she left me because I was poor. I love esports though. I don't know, man. Now when I go on dating sites, I can't even accept any female BS because of you and your channel. It would be nice to have someone to talk to. Well, Plasma, thanks for the donation and sharing your story. I'm sorry to hear that you have a serious case of heartbreak. I don't honestly think she left you because you're broke. She lost your virginity to you after all, so she must have been very attracted to you. Maybe she just wanted something different in life. Who knows? Remember that just like women don't love men for who they are, men only love women for how they make us feel. You're not chasing her, the so-called perfect unicorn. You're chasing how she made you feel, and she only appears to be a unicorn because you're wearing your love goggles. That's the difference. My first adult love after I ended the relationship, I cried every day for a few months, and it felt like someone had died. I was also depressed for a bit as well. Depression is all about making you feel bad so that you actually change something in your life so you start to feel good again. Don't take the female approach, which is to medicate yourself into oblivion, so you don't feel your pain anymore. We all get depressed from time to time, and it's all about using your self-motivation to get you out of a funk instead of just medicating your way out of it. So you're probably wondering what to do at this point, now that the love of your life is gone, and talking to other women online won't work, because you listen to my content, and now it's wrecked your dating life. My thinking is that you need to find a new purpose in life besides love. Maybe also check into AA meetings because you went from the drug of love to liquid love in the form of alcohol, and almost killed yourself as a result as well as somebody else. Some people might be tempted to eat themselves into oblivion as well. Don't make your life a sequel to 2001 A Space Odyssey, and call it 2025 an obese odyssey, where you fatten yourself up through a food addiction. I know she's gone, and if she's the one that left you, then the odds of her ever getting back together with you are slim to none, even if she's no longer slim. It took me 3 to 4 years to get over my first adult love fully, and I'm sorry you actually have to go through this, but you'll be better on the other side, I promise. Having sex with working girls is just more cope and a crutch. You've got to figure out a way to stand on your own 2 feet, metaphorically speaking. That means learning to cope without trading one addiction for another, be it love, sex, alcohol, pharmaceutical drugs, etc. You need to find a way to be your own drug, to make your own life interesting enough so that in a sense you're addicted to yourself, or at the very least trade your bad addictions for good ones. I'll discuss more in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Stoic Indifference. Fausto De Campo is the author of this book that teaches you basic mental discipline. They say that a mime is a terrible thing to waste, and so is your mind, especially when you fall in love and put your mental well-being into the hands of a woman. Think for yourself. Structure your thoughts and improve your critical thinking skills. Pick up a copy on Kindle or paperback today. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to love is one hell of a drug clown world show. The one thing I found fascinating about your situation, Plasma, is that the red pilling process has woken you up to the situation that many women out there are turning into purple-haired Wookiees with tits and they are undateable. That the woman you were with was perfect. But if she was perfect, then you actually have to take into consideration that that perfection wouldn't last forever. I was with a woman for 3 years, and then after that, she changed the point where she no longer was perfect, so to speak. You don't know what would have happened down the road and what she would have become. Maybe that purple-haired Wookiee. You're projecting the woman that she was when you knew her forward in time forever. Part of your pain is that she seemingly didn't cause you any pain, that she was your so-called soulmate. But who knows what would have happened as the months and years rolled by, especially if you are both young and still going through the process of maturation. As for wrecking your dating life by red-pilling you, I guess I'm guilty as charged, and I don't feel bad for it at all. I'm like that evil child going around and telling the other kids that there's no Santa Claus, and it's just your parents eating the cookies and they're hiding the presents under the bed or in the closet. Then the kids that are told that go and check to see where the presents are in a hidden spot a couple of days before Christmas, and they lose their minds, because the kid that told them that was like the Grinch that stole Christmas. I guess when it comes to me, I'm the Grinch that stole Bitchmas, and I don't feel guilty or shame for what I did. I'm setting men free so they can stop being delusional about the truth. A while back, I was talking to a guy about his relationship with his wife, and she pretty much wouldn't let him use the washing machine to clean some of his vintage toys that he purchased. I could have red-pilled him and told him everything, but he's fallen into the trap where he actually does what she wants, without question, or because he's worried about her taking her female validation away from him. That as children, we cry for our mothers, and then she comes over and gives us that validation. And then we just continue the same sorts of behavior as an adult in what we perceive to be a more complex behavior. But it's not. We're just playing out our old conditioning. So as kids, we believe in Santa Claus for a while, and then we become adults, we believe the same about love and women as men. Maybe the trauma of learning that Santa Claus wasn't real is remembered by our subconscious, so it refuses to accept that love isn't real either, because it doesn't want to feel the same awful epiphany all over again. I don't know. Most guys, though, tell me that I liberated them so they can live as their true selves instead of being a slave to the slit in the tit. I also wrecked my own dating life and have zero interest in dating for 7 years now. And the time has flown by and it feels like the relationship part of me was some sort of fat caterpillar and the new part of me is some sort of nimble butterfly. Many of us will look back at our life after the fact and pick out the best woman that we can and say, we had the perfect woman. But what we aren't remembering is all the BS and time wasted that she put us through. We aren't remembering the time she called us at 3 a.m. because she got scared of her own shadow in an alleyway on the way home and thought I was going to rape her. Or all the time she would waste forcing us to hang out with her useless relatives and friends, but when it came down to your relatives, she would hate and disrespect them or even try cutting you off from them. I helped set you free from the mammary matrix and now you're starting to sound like Cypher. Please stop crying over spilled titty milk. She would have become a monster even if while dating her she was a saint. I saw that happen to the women in my life, and the best ones were the ones that kept their mouth shut and didn't rock the boat. The quiet ones were the best because they were the most experienced with regards to covert control, and they allowed me to hear myself think. That was as close as I got to a unicorn. It was all an elaborate disguise, however, hiding the real her in plain sight. Would I ever go back to a situation like that? In the words of Will Smith, hell no. But I bet that Will Smith would. I'm not the Cypher type trying to go back to the old blue pill ways. Enlightenment is much better than living like a love zombie, being stuck somewhere between being alive and being dead. I'm far removed from relationships. I remember them in the way they actually are instead of the way I thought they were based on my feelings at the time. I tried going back to the mammary matrix, and what I realized is that the more I spent in the land of the purple pill, the more my brain started to adapt my behaviors to suit the woman I was with. A man can go back to blue pills in some cases, and it's not like the Matrix films where once you're out, you're out. That's not the nature of being a man. In this video, I want to discuss this hilarious story about a trans shop teacher in Canada. They won't allow students to photograph her with her size Z prosthetic breasts. If they do and post it online, they'll be threatened with suspension from school. The situation has gone so crazy that she even has a personal security guard to protect her from harassment. It makes me wonder if the School Board of Education and my tax dollars in Canada are paying for her protection. If anything, she probably doesn't even have a dating life. I've run into other stories where trans women and men would complain that no one was willing to date them. And no matter how hard they tried shaming the people they wanted to date into being with them, it just wasn't working. That's when you know you've reached the diminishing returns of being woke. When so-called normal people won't touch you with a 10-foot pole. And certainly not with their 10-inch pole either. To express their so-called gender identity, they're now turning themselves into incels. This then creates a vicious cycle where they get angry because they can't get laid, and then double down on their woke value system. I was talking to someone about how the company they work for has sensitivity training to make sure that people are addressed by their proper pronouns. So you're seeing that happen right now. The more people refuse to give them that attention, the more they try and cram this stuff down our throats, because men aren't cramming their cocks down theirs, because people are avoiding them and their ideas as if they're a disease. But that's a topic for another day. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Plasma for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that you wish you could still be smashing the girl of your dreams, but she left you because apparently you didn't have enough cheese. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45 US, and it won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the men that force you to call them women, even though they don't look anything like ladies away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.